Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Wherever you are at, welcome to this now moment. All right, where are we? Let's see. We are about at December 9th or 10th, and it is Thursday. So let's see, that would be the 10th. As you can see, I probably should live in Hawaii or on some island because often I run on island time. But that's okay. Somehow we managed to make it through. So wherever we're at in time and space, and one of the reasons that I talk about that is because many people listen to this recording at various times. So who knows? Somebody might listen to this in the year 2030. We just never know. So that's why we always say, welcome to this now moment. So for the purpose of today's meditation, I'd like to look at a prayer from Paramahansa Yogananda. And so before we begin with that, let's just check in with our physical space and wherever you might be at. If you can, get yourself in a comfortable position because we will be meditating in the silence for a while. And a lot of times, it's best to sit in a chair or something where our feet can be flat and our knees uncrossed, just so that things don't get bound up and can be comfortable. Other people, that doesn't bother them to sit for long periods of time in a seated cross-legged position. So whatever it is your favorite way, get yourself there now. But one thing that I will bring up about that is it is important to lift through your spine. You know, when you're doing anything that requires deep attention, it's nice to be active, especially in the spine. So if you can, just bring yourself a little more attentive. That's why we say, you know, it's okay to sit with your back into the seat of a chair and relax into it and still be inwardly focused on raising through the spine. But if you can, sometimes it's even better to come to the edge of your seat so that your back is not supported at all and use your own strength to hold yourself up nice and erect, open and receptive. So we'll be here about 20 more minutes or so. So whatever that means for you. Just all suggestions. Always remember to do your best to honor where you're at, in your world, in your life, and in this moment. All right. And then let's please take a nice deep breath in all together and let it go. And let's just do that one more time. Nice deep inhale through the nose and the release. And of course, you can always have as many deep breaths as you feel like you would like. All right, so some of you may remember, if you came to Happy Hearts when we were meeting at the church, you might remember a while back we used to do what's called energization exercises. And these are exercises that Paramahansa Yogananda developed for this purpose, so that we can feel the divine life force in the body and to bring that very life force to the places within us that need what we call recharging, where you want to bring some spiritual energy into what I call sometimes the dark spaces, things that go dormant, things that we're not using as much or becoming aware of as often as we might like to. And we literally breathe energy into that area. So these energization exercises, before we did them, we always had a prayer. And that prayer is what I'd like to focus on. And so first I'll say the prayer, and then we'll look at a couple aspects of it, and then we'll meditate on these beautiful, eternal principles. So the prayer goes like this. O Infinite Spirit, recharge my body with thy cosmic conscious energy. my mind with thy concentration and determination, my soul and all souls with thy ever-new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in me forever and forever. Om, peace, amen. And then with that consciousness, we would begin the energization exercises. So if you'd like to, we can kind of do a little mini version of that now. And how we'll do it is simply this. Exhale all your breath. And as you inhale your breath, hold at the top and squeeze up every muscle that you can find in your body, starting low and moving high, even your abdomen, your chest, your inside of your shoulders, all of your arms, your legs if you can, right to the top of your brain, and then let it out. Let's do one more if you can. Inhale, hold the breath, squeeze up all those muscles again, feel that life energy flowing through, and then release. So in a nutshell there, we just did energization. And those exercises, we just start to focus at different places, twist and move different things. But there's an intention there, and it really gets to something that can be a big problem for a lot of people, and that is when the body begins to change, that is the physical body, and we start to lose some of the functions that we might have had in younger years. Things go away, we're not able to have as much energy or to do as many things in the physical world, and sometimes it can get really intense. And it can be a massive challenge. Other times, slowly, we start to work towards older age, where things just naturally change. So what this energization and this infinite prayer is really a way of laying hold of a power that never ages, that never diminishes, and that never dies. And so as human beings, as you and I, identify more with this infinite power, we begin to find a greater peace within us, no matter what. And so we look at the prayer, O Infinite Spirit. And just even think about that. Ponder it, contemplate it. What is infinite spirit to you? For me, I see it as beginningless and endless, pure being. So we come with today's prayer beginning right there in infinity. I guess that really is to say eternal life. O Infinite Spirit, this is to whom I come, to where I come, and for what I come, to know this, O Infinite Spirit. And then we say, recharge my body with thy cosmic conscious energy. Some days, as I do my energization exercises, recharging my body feels very uncharged. In other words, I really don't feel like energizing. So I do the best that I can. And sometimes it's way less than the days where I feel totally energized and totally like I want to draw this power into me as best I can. Neither way is right or wrong, because both ways I'm making a sincere effort to recharge my body with this cosmic conscious energy, and not just myself, but I am literally inquiring to the infinite spirit to recharge my body. And for me, what happens, no matter what's broken or hurt or not working right or diminished that day, no matter what's happening, I begin to literally transcend the physicalness of my being and learn more about what my body is really made of and what actually flows through it. And so for this focus, it is God's cosmic conscious energy. Cosmic as in omnipresent, everywhere around, and conscious as in innately intelligent, innately capable, and innately informing me of what my actions are to be. So it's literally an allowing of a life force into our body cells that knows exactly what to do. Here, I can let go of where I'm not good enough, where I'm lacking, and know that I am filled with a cosmic conscious energy. My mind, with thy concentration and determination. Again, we're asking the infinite spirit to fill our minds with concentration and determination. Concentration can be very tricky. Maybe you're like me, able to think of 1,000 different things in one moment, but not able to concentrate on one of them. So we begin to inquire again to the infinite spirit, this beautiful cosmic energy, help me to focus on this one thing. And we have a part in that. Willingness, openness, and determination. In my human life, it is easy to get confused. Perhaps you can relate. But as I consider that this life force comes, and I allow it to fill my mind with the ability to concentrate and to be determined to know it more than ever, suddenly my human life makes much more sense. Whatever is to be temporary, I can let be temporary. As I begin to concentrate my mind on God alone. And it is this one thing that I am determined to accomplish, divine union. My soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Wow. Literally asking infinite spirit to recharge my soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. And that joy is what the eternal nature of God feels like. Joy and bliss, unending. Can you imagine? Recharge my soul and all souls. So what's happening is we're beginning to look at not just my life as an individual, but all of life as one great emanation of this infinite spirit. And so when we seek to bring this spiritual energy into our mind, our body, and our soul, and we see it as a service to the world, as a gift that flows through us out into all beings, we become conduits, stewards for this eternal life force. And a strange thing begins to happen. We begin to identify as it, not just with it. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in me forever and forever. It is here in this prayer where whatever words I can use will become insufficient. Let's try anyway. O eternal youth of body and mind, perhaps here we can look at Jesus's teaching about entering the kingdom of heaven and the necessity to become childlike. O eternal youth, the young, nubile, capable, curious, innocent spirit of life, O eternal youth. It is always showing up in all the kittens and puppies and babies, the nubile little seedlings that sprout, and they're so tender, you just have to touch them with your little pinky if you're going to touch them. You know, all of the innocence of the rebirth of life that happens over and over and over. Eternal youth. And as we identify with the eternal spirit of life, we become the eternal youth in body and in mind. And so then the gentle request to abide in me forever and forever. In other words, let me become aware of your presence that is already in me. Let me become aware of who I truly am, of who we truly are, so that I might better be able to serve the world in this divine way. So here we have become young and we have become old. We have recharged. We have charged. We have done so many things with this simple prayer of allowing, of contemplating, and of communing and connecting. But perhaps we have seen together that we are the eternal spirit of life, and that it goes on and on. Every spring, new flowers. And so as we come towards Christmas time, the birth of the Christ within us, perhaps it is more the birth of the awareness of the eternal Christ Spirit that is the entirety of all creation. So this is really no small prayer, but it is much more than a prayer. Like most potent prayers, it is a way of life. So as we move now towards our meditation, and if you would like to sit up a little taller with your spine a little more alive, and what we'll do is we'll begin to move into our meditation, and we'll have the prayer one more time as a focus. And so whatever is opened up for you, begin to bring your focus to a single point. So first, briefly, attend to your breath, noticing it without moving or changing one thing. Just let it be completely the way it is now. And then bring your hands figuratively or literally to prayer at the heart center, the heart mudra. O Infinite Spirit, recharge my body with thy cosmic conscious energy, my mind with thy concentration and determination, my soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in me forever and forever. Om, peace, amen. And then remove the hands back, maybe placing them on your knees or wherever else with the palms up. Open, receptive, and then lifting through the heart, through the spine, and bringing the gaze, the inward gaze, towards the point between the eyebrows, and then setting it into infinity, omnidirectional, omnipotent, omniscient. Now, for the sake of today's meditation, it is highly beneficial to meditate in the silence for at least 15 minutes. So I'm going to stop the recording. If you can, stay here for at least 10 more minutes, and then end with a prayer from your heart and your soul to yourself. and so it is. Amen.